Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been looking at clips all week from really the history of the series and throughout it, regardless of who's been in there. I mean, it's a physical, tough game every single time you put the tape on. It's usually close.
Beach, you've got to go against Suggs. That's a pretty good test for him.
Yeah, he's got his work cut out for him. There's no doubt about it. But you know, one thing about Kelvin is that every time we, you know, say he's this, he shows us he can be something more. And that's happened at every position. Now it's left tackle. So this will be the biggest test to date. So he's working hard to get ready. But 55 is a great player.
Todd, is he still a primary backup at some of the other positions along the line if there's an in-game injury? Or
No. We're taking some of that off him so he can just focus on one job, and he's a left tackle, and he's getting ready to play.
Todd, Antonio said the most prolific three-game stretch by a receiver in team history. I mean, is that just him taking advantage? He seems to be getting more opportunities. Is that? I assume that's by design. I mean,
we're doing what we always do, you know, and trying to play to each guy's strength. But you know, he's our number one guy. When Mike left, you know, he knew he had an opportunity to step into that role, and he's embraced it, and he's worked hard, and you know, he's making plays. So and that's tough to do when you are the guy, because you know, that's the guy that generally sees you know, some of the double coverage and that's going on within games. But you know, we've moved him around, and he's done a good job with that, and we got to just keep him playing fast and making plays.
Is he maybe more of a, you know, a lot of number one guys, they sort of do what they do, but he seems a guy that you can sort of, as you just said, you can kind of put him in different situations and he can be equally as effective.
Yeah, the good thing just with him background, you know, last year for the first half of the year he was playing flanker, you know, which is generally on the strong side, and some of the slot looks, you know, as we got halfway through the year about, we moved him out to X. So he's had some experience at multiple positions, and that always helps.
Todd, does he play as fast getting into his routes as any receiver we've seen? I mean, some guys play slow and they want to catch him.
Yeah, no, he's lightning fast, lightning quick hands, very good hands. And as you saw last week, very good after the catch, you know, when you can throw him a short one and he can run long. Those always are good against especially pass rushing teams like the Jets.
Le'Veon yesterday was somewhat critical of his own play so far. He just said it. He hasn't played up to the standards that he sets for himself. I was just wondering, what are your thoughts after two games watching?
You know, I think his progression's been really good. You know, don't have anything but good things to say about what he's done. But that being said, he is a young player who's still finding his way in the league as a starter. So, but the good thing is that each week he's gotten better, and we expect that to continue.
Todd, safe to say that you like that approach from younger players, but rather have him be more hard on himself.
It's usually a good sign. It's usually a good sign. You don't want them when they think they're better than they are. That's a problem.
Well, the rushing numbers are going across the league again. To you guys, is the attempts just as important as maybe the yards gained?
You know, the efficiency of the runs is critical. You know, I think you saw that in the game last week. You know, we had one of our better runs in the game to start the second half, and it led to pretty good play action, splash play, as Coach likes to say for us. So, you know, you need to put some efficient runs on the field. And, you know, depending upon the situation, it might be a two-yard gain on second and two, or it might be a one-yard gain on third and less than one. So, you know, you got to keep handing it off, and I think it ends up paying dividends, generally speaking. And the hard part is having patience to do that. And some of these games we haven't had the luxury to do it because, you know, we've been behind. But you know, you want to get the ball handed off also. You know, I don't think it's going to do you any good to hand it off 25 times for 25 yards. That would be counterproductive. But, you know, we just got to get better, continue getting better, because I feel like we have. You know, there's been progress. We talked about Le'Veon, you know, being a little boost for us. And we got to just continue to make progress in the run game. And, And I think some of these guys are getting more comfortable up front, although we've continued to have some moving pieces, but that's life. And they gotta step in and do their job and do it better each week.
Why do you think every week, every year, the running is less emphasized by the league? It seems like every year the average is going down, the attempts are going down. Why is that?
It's copycat league, and you know in college what's happening, and then that's defining some of the bodies that are coming out in the draft, and it's harder to find fullback bodies. It's harder to find tight end bodies that are true tight ends. So, you know, it kind of all just plays off of each other a little bit, I think, at times.